Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf nun, and we are at the beginning of the perek on the bottom of daf mem tes on the days, the fourth perek in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, perek Rabbi Shmuel. But the topic of the daf has been Avodah Zarah, specifically the idea that Avodah Zarah, tikrovus Avodah Zarah, is asa ba'ana. So the perek is going to begin with one of the more notable Avodah Zarahs of the time, and that is the Avodah Zarah of Marculus. Rabbi Shmuel says, Sholesh Avonim zu bitzad zu bitzad Marculus Asuras. If somebody finds three stones in close proximity to Marculus, those stones are Aser. Vishtayim, if you'd find two stones in close proximity to Marculus, Mutaris, it would be Mutar. The Gemara is going to explain. The Chachamim say it's not about three or two, but rather Shenirois Imayasurois. It doesn't matter how many stones they are. If it looks like they fell from Marculus, those stones are going to be Aser. Vishayinirois Imay, but if it doesn't look like those stones fell from Marculus, again, it doesn't matter how many they're going to be, Mutaris, they're going to be Mutar. So what's Marculus? So we spoke a lot about Marculus when we learned Masechtas Sanhedrin. Marculus was an Avodah Zarah that people used to offer up stones to. So there was a big, prominent Marculus, but apparently there were smaller Marculuses that would pop up all over the place. Specifically, they were on roads. So, you know, now if a person is driving on the parkway and he wants to know what exit is, there's a big green sign, that's where you know the exit. But back in the day, they would have stones, they'd be positioned in a certain way, and it would point in a direction. It's like this, the Ivrei Drachim, they would know where exactly they're supposed to go. Amazingly, people would worship that little combination of stones, and it was known as the Avodah Zarah Marculus. The classic Marculus was where you had two stones next to each other, one on top, and that was what Marculus was. The way people worshipped Marculus was by giving it stones. They didn't shecht karbonis for it, but rather they were zayrik avonim. That was the classic, typical way of worshipping the Avodah Zarah of Marculus. What's being discussed here is if somebody found stones bitzad Marculus, so there's a Marculus, and in close proximity to Marculus, he finds some stones. The shail is, are those stones punked random stones, thus they're going to be mutter, or maybe those stones have some sort of connection to the Marculus. As a result, maybe they are going to be also. And that's the machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and the Chacham and the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says it depends. If you see three, it means it's related to Marculus, thus Taloch is Asurais. If you find two, we assume they're not related to Marculus, thus Taloch is going to be Mutaris. The Chachamim say it doesn't matter if it's three, it doesn't matter if it's two. It's not the number that matters. But rather, if it looks like there's some sort of Hechrich, Raglayim Ladover, that these stones fell from the original Marculus, then the stones are going to be Aser. If it does not look like they necessarily fell from Marculus, then they're going to be Mutar. Now, just one other point that's worth thinking of, and that's going to be Negei the Sugya, and that is that when you discuss these stones of Marculus, specifically whether they're Aser or Mutar, really there's two reasons why they can technically be Aser. Number one, maybe they're a chelik of Marculus. So if they're part of Marculus, Marculus is an Avodah Zarah, anything that's part of Avodah Zarah is going to be Aser. Meaning, it could be these stones should be Aser, because we look at them as being a shtick Avodah Zarah. They fell from Marculus. Additionally, another way to look at it is maybe they're Aser because they're tekrovus l'Avodah Zarah. Anything that's offered up l'Avodah Zarah, Korban, Yayin Esech, is Aser as well, Zivchei Mason. So it could be that the stones are Aser because we look at them as a cheftza of Avodah Zarah. They're the Avodah Zarah itself, part of it, or maybe they're also because they were offered up to Avodah Zarah. Regardless, that's going to be some of the theme of today's sugya. Zokta Gemara, Bishlam Rabbanan, Bishlam the Rabbanan, I understand. The Rabbanan Shita was that if you see Avonim Vitzad Marculus, so what matters is, does it look like it fell from it? Does it not look like it fell from it? They don't care about the number. Shenirei Simai, Sheinirei Simai. Makes sense. Because the Rabbanan must hold Oivdin Lishvarim. The Rabbanan are concerned that if it looks like it fell from the Avodah Zarah, so it probably fell from the Avodah Zarah. It's Shivrei Avodah Zarah. Shivrei Avodah Zarah, the Rabbanan hold, presumably in this Mishnah, is Avodah Zarah, because people used to worship those Shvarim. As long as the Ikar Avodah Zarah remained intact, if little parts of it fell off, the Avodah Zarah, the pagans would worship it. Thus, Nirois Imay, the Ikar Avodah Zarah, if it looks like it fell from it, Asuras, it's going to be Asur. Shein Nirois Imay, but if it doesn't look like it fell from it, Mutaris, it's going to be Mutar. In other words, the Shitas Rabbanan is very Muvan. Elul, Rabbi Shmuel, Maika Savar, but what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Ika Savar, Avodah Zarah, if he holds Avodah Zarah, Afilu Tarti Nami Litzar, then even two should be Asur. And Shvarim, if people don't worship the Shvarim, afilu klas na milay. In other words, the Gemara is saying, I understand the Chachamim Shita. If it looks like it fell from the Avodah Zara, oivdin l'shvarim, then it's a shtick Avodah Zara. So it's also, if it doesn't look like it fell from the Avodah Zara, then it's just stones. Punkt happens to be close by to Markulis. It's going to be mutter. Makes sense. But Rabbi Shmuel, 3-2-1 of Shach, what it should matter, what it should depend on is whether it looks like it fell from it. Not the amount. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, so he said, let me explain to you the Mishnah. In the name of Rabbi Yechav, Yedua Shenashu Mimeno, if we know for sure that these stones that are Betzad Markulis actually fell from Markulis, Divriya Kol Asuris, everybody would agree those stones are awesome. And by the way, even though there is a mandamar in Shas that holds Ein Oivdin L'Shvarim, Hani Mili Avodas Kecham L'Av Hainu Urche, that's only an Avodah Zarah that usually doesn't become Shvarim. Avol Hacha Demei Kare Tfurei Mitfer, but stones on Markulis, which Rashi explains, are Eino Mechubarois, V'darkon Lipo, you know, eventually, it's inevitable at some point these stones are going to fall off. They weren't cemented together. It was obvious that they were going to fall off. Hainu Orche, everybody agrees, Oivdin L'Shvar. So if we know that it was Nashru Mimenu, there would be no Machloikis. Everybody would agree, just like the Chachamim said in the Mishnah, Sheniris Imay Asurois, Rabbi Shmuel would also agree, even if it's only two, it's not three, it would be a problem. Ki Pligi Bistam. The Machloikis is when we don't know whether it fell from Markulis. We don't know if it fell from the Avodah Zarah. That's Hanacha number one. Number two. B'mikuraveis nami. If it was mikuraveis, Rashi says mikuraveis ma'oid. If it was very close, within an amma, a chatzi amma, Rashi says, if it was very close to the Markulis, nami, the ikulamema mine nafal de briakol asuris. There too, everybody would agree that it's asus. Even though there's no hoichacha that it fell from Markulis, but it's so close, it probably fell from Markulis. And again, there would be no machlekes. Even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that even if it's only two, still would be awesome. Keep Ligi, what was machlekes? Bimeruchakos, where it was far. What does far mean? Rashi says it's within Dalet Amos, but it's not within an amma and a half. So it's on the outer part of the Dalet Amos, but it's still within Dalet Amos. And that's where there's a machlekes, where according to the Chachamim, it depends on Niroi Simai, Ein Niroi Simai, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, even if it's not, it's Stoma, so you don't have the Niroi Simai, if there's three together, it's going to be awesome. But the Gemara says, Vabitzad Markulis Ketani, how could you tell me that the Machloikis, Rabbi Yishmael, and the Chachamim, is where it's Miruchakos, meaning on the outer part of Dalet Amos, doesn't the Mishnah say Betzad Markulis? So the Gemara says, my Betzad, Betzad Arba Amos today. Yeah, within four Amos is still considered Betzad. Either way, what's then the Hezber in the Machlokes? It's Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel holds it's Markulis, got the Betzad Markulis, got that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they used to sometimes make a small Markulis next to the larger Markulis. And the Cheshash over here is not whether the stones fell from the original Markulis, because it's Meruchakos, and there's no Niroi Simai, it's Stoma, but rather the Chashash is that maybe they made a small Markulis next to the big Markulis. Again, you had to be there to fully appreciate this, but I guess that was something that made sense. So Rabbi Shmuel holds they used to make a small Markulis next to the bigger Markulis. Thus, Shalosh, if you have three stones together, the Dam Yon Markulis, which is the Tzura of Markulis, Asura Shtayim, which is not the Tzura of Markulis, Mutaritz is going to be Mutar. Rabbanan Savi, the Rabbanan hold, Ein Oysa Markulis, Kata Matzah Markulis Gadol. They did not make this Markulis, Kata next to the Markulis Gadol. Thus, Loishna Shalosh, Loishna Shtayim. In both cases, Nira Simai, if it looks like it in fact fell from it, Asurish, Ein Nira Simai, if it doesn't look like it fell from it, Mutaritz, it's going to be mutter. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Yishmael is the machmer in the Mishnah. According to the Chachamim, the only time these stones are going to be aser is if it's Niroi Simai, if it looks like it fell from it. If it doesn't look like the stones fell from the original Markulis, then the stones are not going to be aser. So if it's Niroi Simai, or if it's like really close by, so in those cases we have an umdana that it probably fell from Markulis. Markulis is an Avodah Zarah. This is also Avodah Zarah. And even though it fell off, Oivdin L'Shvarim, certainly a Markulis with a Derechus for it to fall off, thus it's going to be Aser. And everybody agrees with that. Nobody disagrees. The point is, Rabbanan hold, it's only in that case that the stones are going to be Aser. Rabbi Shmuel says, is another Hechitimtzo with the stones can be Aser. If it's on the outer part of Dalet Amos, what the Gemara refers to as Meruchakos, what the Mishnah refers to as Bitzad Markulis, but it's within Dalet Amos, but
closer to four amas than to one ama. And there's three. We suspect that it's a markulas katan. Rabbi Shmuel holds it's a markulas katan, but it's a markulas gadol. Therefore, it's going to be us. If it's two, it's not us, because that's not markulas. The whole point is not that we're concerned that it fell from it, but that maybe this was made the katchila as a markulas katan. That's only a chash if you have three. Oh, my mar, biyaduash and ashram, we meant divrei akol asuris. The way Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef explained the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the chachamim, alibit Rabbi Yochanan, was that if we know for sure that these stones fell from the original markulas, everybody would hold its asa. I'll ask you a kasha from a brisa, meaning it works in our Mishnah, but you know sometimes the brisas said the same things that the Mishnah said, but albeit with a different language. So sometimes the beer of the Amiram could work in the Mishnah, but from the brisa you have a raya that it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, l'chura, brisa is not mashma that way, because the brisa says, b'yaduah shenashu mimenu, if the Brisa says, Avonim shenashu minam harkulis, stones that fall from harkulis, niroi simoi, asurois, she'ein niroi simoi mutaris. If it looks like it fell from it, it's going to be awesome. If it doesn't look like it's going to be mutar. Rabbi Shmuel, loy mesholosh asurois, shtayim mutaris. Now, this is the same exact Rabbi Shmuel and the Chacham that we had in our Mishnah, with one subtle difference. What's the difference? In our Mishnah, the Mishnah is discussing stones that were found b'tzad markulis. The Brisa's lashon is stones that fell from Markulas. So it sounds like we're talking for sure. We know this for a fact. This has been established that the stones fell from Markulas. And still you have the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, and the Chachamim. I thought Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name Rabbi Yochanan that biyodua shenashru mimenu divrei akol asurais. How does it stem with the Brisa? In the Mishnah doesn't say that we know that it fell from Markulas. It just says we found it next to Markulas. Al ze anudonet. Did it fall from it? Did it not fall from it? But the Brisa says clearly that if it fell from it, it seems like that is the hanacha, and there you have the machlokes. My Rava says you have no choice but to edit the brisa. So the brisa weren't as edited as the Mishnayos weren't. This whoever wrote this brisa made a mistake, says Rava. You have to say lo yitei mishenashu alei mishenimtzu. You're right. If we knew for sure that it fell from Markulas, everybody would hold its asa. It's not the case. The case is where you found it next to Markulas. Al ze anudonin, did it fall? Did it not fall? And the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim is the way Rabbi Yochanan explained it. But the Gemara asks one more kasha before we go weiter. So Rabbi Shmuel shtayim mutaris. Is it true that Rabbi Shmuel holds that two are going to be mutter, and the way we just explained it, that even though it's within Dalet Amos, but it's Meruchakos, it's on the outer part of Dalet Amos, and it doesn't look like it fell from it necessarily, three are going to be asur because we assume it's a Markulas Katan, two is going to be mutter. Matanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Mishtayim, B'tfisa Le'asurois, two within Tfisa distance is asur, Shalosh, three, Afila Meruchakos Asurois, three, even if it's beyond tfisa distance, is going to be awesome. Now, the Gemara assumes tfisa means Rashi, stam tfisa, dalet amos, viktani asuris. It says clearly that two within tfisa, which is dalet amos, are going to be awesome. Not like the way we just explained it. We just said that the machloikis is gufa within Dalet Amos, and Rishmal holds only three is asr, because three is a markulas katan. Here you have a mufurish b'raisa that says, betfisa, even two are asr, and tfisa doesn't mean two. Amar Rav Eloi Kasha, kam betfisa achas, kam b'shtei tfisas. You have to say that there is a concept of a tfisa achas, and there's a concept of shtei tfisas. Meaning, tfisa means within Dalet Amos. And it's true. On the one hand, you have a Rabbi Shmuel that says that within Dalet Amos, only three is going to be aser. That's how Rabbi Yochanan explained Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah. And you have a Braisa that says that tfisa achas within Dalet Amos, even two is going to be aser. Both true. Vehichidami. The ikagoyva beni beni. Tfisa achas, where Rabbi Shmuel says, even two is going to be asr. That's if it's within Dalet Amos, and there's nothing in between the Markulas Gadol and the Markulas Katan. So over there, the halach is, even if you only have two, it's going to be asr. If there's a goyva, if there's something, a structure, beini uveini, between the Markulas Gadol and these stones, then the halach is only if you have three, it's going to be asr, but if you have two, it's not going to be asr. So if there's nothing in between the Markulas Gadol and these stones, then Rabbi Shmuel is, even if you find two, and by the way, Rashi says, even the Rabbanan are going to agree that even if you find two, it's going to be asur, because we assume that it was nashrum imenu. That's considered nirei simai. Within Dalet Amos is considered mikurovis, right? The beginning of the sugya, Dalet Amos, the outer part of Dalet Amos was considered miruchakos. The way the Gemara is saying now, that's really considered mikurovis. The machloikis is only by miruchakos. What's miruchakos? Dalet Amos, but with one caveat. Dalet Amos with something in between the Markulas Gadol, then it doesn't look like it fell from it, because I wouldn't have gotten by this goyva that that's standing in between it. The only way it should be aser is because it's a markulis katan. Rabbi Shmuel's also markulis katan, but only if it's three. If it's not two, it's not going to be a markulis katan. Whereas the rabbanon hold that you're going to be chayiv only if it's nirei simai. If it's not nirei simai, it's not going to be aser. But the Gemara asks another kasha. Markulis kai gavta mihavi. Does it make sense? Rabbi Shmuel saying that if you find three stones within Dalet Amos, even if there's a goyva in between it and the Markulis Gadol, we look at it as a Markulis Katan, and it's going to be awesome. Because Rabbi Shmuel held that the pagans used to make this Markulis Katan. But the Gemara asks Akasha, Markulis Kaigav the Mihavi. It's very nice he found three stones together. But Markulis wasn't just three stones. They had to be positioned in a certain way. Vatanya, it's a Braisa. Elohein Avni Base Kulis. The following are the stones of Base Kulis. Achas Mikan, the Achas Mikan, the Achas Al Gabeim. So it has to be Dafka in that position. Rabbi Shmuel didn't say anything about that position. It sounds like any random three stones is already going to be us. Amar Rava. Rava said, Gitanya hip, Ikur Markulis. Again, you had to be there. The Ikur Markulis had to be situated in that way. So you're never going to find an Ikur Markulis where you just have three stones lying around. But as it relates to the Markulis Katan that Rabbi Shmuel holds, the Ovdei Avodazar used to make next to the Markulis Gadol, that could have been in any situation. That's why Rabbi Shmuel just said three. He didn't get involved in it. Had to be Achas Mikan, Achas Mikan, Achas Al Gabeim. Because that's not important. What's important is three. I thought it's a Braisa, so that's the way they used to make Markulis. Yeah, that's the way they used to make the Ikur Markulis. But this Markulis, not Beyanai Malka Choref. Beyanai Malka, Yanai Amelech had a city that was laid in ruins. Also, if the Kechavim Akimu Be Markulis, so if the Kechavim came, so they pitched a flag right on top of this ruined city. What did they make? A Markulis. Also, Evdi Kechavim Achrini. And then other Evdi Avodazara came, the Loi Pachul Markulis, that they didn't worship Markulis. Shaklinu, they took Markulis. So now they're sitting with stones. What did they do with the stones? Vechipu behen Drachim Vesartrois. Must have been a lot of Avonim. This was an Avodazara that, had a very popular following. So they took all these stones that people had worshipped and they started paving roads with it. Ikra Rabbanan the Parshi. There was some Rabbanan that refused to walk on those roads. They grew up under the light parish, and then they were up under that. No, they didn't think it was an issue. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Benon shel kedoshim mahalach aleihem." The benon shel kedoshim walk on those roads. Vana nifresh. Are we frummer than benon shel kedoshim? My new benon shel kedoshim. My Rebbe Shainago. Right. So who's benon shel kedoshim? So the Gemara says it was talking about a specific Amor, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Simoi, he was known as Benon Shel Kedoshim. Tosfos has a discussion. Is it Benon Shel Kedoshim Lashon Yachid, Lashon Rabbin? From the Gemara, it sounds like Lashon Yachid. It was one person, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Simoi. Why was he called Benon Shel Kedoshim? Because he had such a chumrah, he was so Kaddish, he wouldn't even look at the tzura. Forget about the tzura of a tzelem or a masecha or something you're really not allowed to look at. He wouldn't even look at the tzura. He wouldn't look at a quarter because there's a tzura of George Washington on it. Even on a tzurasa d'zuza of money, even that he wouldn't look at. I saw that the Divrei Yatz of the Kloisenberger Rebbe said the tifkeit is not the tzura, it's the money. He wouldn't look at money. But either way, my time in the Manda Parish, take a look at the Divrei Yatz of the Masech de Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes. So he said that, what's the reason that people are Poirish? Meaning, again, so the Ovdei Avodazara who didn't worship Markulis, they took all the stones from Markulis and they started building infrastructure. They started making highways and interstates, and that's what they did with all these stones. And there were certain people that didn't want to walk on it. It was a frumkeit and it was a chumrah, and they felt they shouldn't do it. Rabbi Yochanan said, "We're not frummer than Benon Shel Kedoshim." And if Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Simoi, who's such a kaddish, he doesn't look at a quarter. If he will walk on these roads, then we certainly can walk on these roads. Why? What's the cheshbon? Isn't there a little bit of a methodology to not walking on the road? This was Markulis once. You haven't gotten on now from Navi Dezara. So he explained it. My time in the Manda Parsh, what was the pshat in the Manda that held not to walk on it? He held like Rav Gidl said, in the name of Chir Bar Yosef, who said in the name of Rabbi, how do you know that the Krevus of Avodah Zarah can never be bottled? Shenemar v'yitzmedu l'bal pa'ar v'yoichlu zivchei meis ma meis ein lei b'teilo l'oilam af. So the ones that didn't want to walk on the roads, it's because they held that the Avni Markulis weren't just Avodah Zarah, this we have to hold up, but they were also Tikroivis Avodah Zarah. And although Avodah Zarah itself can become bottle, but Tikroivis Avodah Zarah cannot become bottle. So what? At first glance, Markulis was Avodah Zarah. So if it's Avodah Zarah, you can't have enough of Avodah Zarah. So if you're going to take Markulis and you're going to start paving roads, L'chori, you shouldn't be able to walk on those roads. It should be a problem. the teretz is, when you take Markulis and you pave roads with it, you're Mavatal Markulis. You can be Mavatal Goy, you can be Mavatal Levi Dazar. These were Ovdei Kechavim that were doing this. So from that standpoint, it should be okay. Stating that, but as we mentioned in the Hakdama to the Daf, there's another way to look at Avdi Markulis. You could look at Avdi Markulis as Avodah Zarah. You could also look at Avdi Markulis as Tikravis Avodah Zarah, because the stones were offered up to this Avodah Zarah. Tikravis Avodah Zarah is actually in certain ways more chomer than Avodah Zarah. One of the chumras that Tikravis Avodah Zarah has is Ein Lo Betei Lo Ilamis. So if Tikravis Avodah Zarah is Ein Lo Betei Lo Ilamis, from that standpoint, you shouldn't be able to go. So the one that was Machmer, that didn't want to walk on the road, he held that it's Tikravis Avodah you can't use these roads. So what did the ones, even Benon Shal Kedoshim, what did the ones that felt, no, we can walk on these roads, what did they hold? They were maskim. They were maskim that in theory, you can look at it as Tekrevis Lavei Dazar. They weren't arguing, is it Tekrevis or not Tekrevis? But what they held was, Be'ina Ke'ei Pnim V'Lecha. The only time Tekrevis Lavei Dazar has this chumrah, that it's in L'Betei Lo Ilamis, that's only if it's Ke'ei Pnim. It's the type of Tekrevis Lavei Dazar that was worshipped, that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So if it's something, Ke'ei Pnim, like a Zevach, Yayin, that's when you have the din of Tekrevis Lavei Dazar. But stones were never brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Thus, it's not Ke'ei Pnim. It doesn't have this chumrah of the Krevis Lavei Dazar. Amar Rav Yosef Barab, Iklu Rabbi Bar Yirmi La'asrin. Rabbi Bar Yirmi once came to our city, and he bring along a gift. His gift was a brisa. Came with a brisa. He says, "Rabbi, say I'm going to tell you a brisa." The brisa says as follows: a guy that took stones from Markulis, and he went and he paved roads with it. Mutaris. The law is it's mutar. You're allowed to walk on these roads. There's no issues. He shrosh shevi avadim and Markulis. But if a yid would do the same thing, he would take stones from Markulis when no one's looking. Then it would be aser. So Rabbi Yirmiya comes with this. Rabbi Bar Yirmiya comes. And he has this brisa. If a guy takes the stones from Markulis and he paves roads, what's the halacha? It's going to be mutter. If a Yisrael takes the same exact stones and he paves the roads, then the halacha is going to be aser. And then he concluded, he said, V'leis nagar, v'loi bar nagar de yifrikim. Says, this brisa is so shver, I don't have a chacham, Rashi says, or a ben chacham. Literally, a nagar is a carpenter. Some say that the reason a nagar would be called a chacham is because he had the cheresh and the masker, with Galus Yechonia and the Cheresh, Rashi and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in different places was referring to Talmid Chachamim. So you see a Cheresh, which is a carpenter, means a Talmud Chacham. Either way, Leis Nagar or Bar Nagar, he said, I couldn't find a Chacham or the son of a Chacham, or maybe a Chacham, the son of a Chacham, the Ifrikine, that would be able to explain it. It's such a Pel de Gebraisa. Why is it a Pel? What's the difference if a Goy took it or if a Yid took it? Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was standing there and he said, I know Leis Nagar, I know, Leis Bar Nagar, I know. Ich bin ich kein Chacham, and ich bin ich kein, I'm not the son of a Chacham either. How could Rav Sheshes say that? And still I could explain it. My kushle the Rav Gidl. He said, what's bothering you? The Rav Gidl, why can't you understand this halacha that if a guy takes it, it's mutter, if a yid takes it, it's a first glance, it makes perfect sense. A guy can be mevatel avodah zarah. A yid can't be mevatel avodah zarah. That's bitul avodah zarah 101. Said Rav Sheshes, I know what's bothering you. What's bothering you is, forget the fact that it's avodah zarah. It's also tekrevis avodah zarah. And isn't tekrevis avodah zarah Ein lo betei lo ilamis. So what's bothering you is the Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl was the one that said to Krevis Avodah Zarah, like Zivchei Mesim, it's Ein lo betei lo ilamis. Ke'ein pnim v'lekha. The answer is that the only time to Krevis Avodah Zarah is Ein lo betei lo ilamis is if it's Ke'ein pnim. And being that this is not Ke'ein pnim because they never offered stones in the Beis HaMikdash, it's for that reason this halacha is not going to apply. Excel. So before we go weiter, and the Gemara digresses to a completely different topic, completely, absolutely, positively, nothing to do with the Sakhis of Eduzara, just two short ha'aras. The first ha'ara, which is really a sugi arucha that we don't have time to go into, and that is the Gemara had mentioned Benon Shal Kedoshim. That was Rabbi Menachem Barab Simoi. That might correlate Benon Shal Kedoshim because he had a chumrah. That filo b'tzurasa dezuzah loy mestakel. Because he wouldn't even look at the tzura of a zuz. It sounds like from this Gemara, that mi'ikra din, you're allowed to look at the tzura of a zuz. Something wrong with it. So if you want to look at your quarter and really gaze at it, we spoke at the Magen Avraham not so long ago, that who speaks out many, many times throughout his commentary in Erech Chaim that the definition of estaklus doesn't just mean to look. There's a difference between re'iyah and estaklus. Estaklus is some sort of iyun. You're looking at it very, very closely. So if you want to look very, very close, sounds like it's okay. The kedoshim, benon shel kedoshim, Rabbi Nachman Simoi didn't. But mi'ikra din, it sounds like it's definitely something you're allowed to do. Tosfos asks a kasha from a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. Kost ksav ha-mahalich tachas atzura. Somebody has a picture. So the way Rashi explains it, they used to draw pictures on walls. So you had a picture, and underneath the picture, there's a little caption that tells you what exactly it is that you're looking at. Ksav ha-mahalich tachas atzura, that ksav, or the ksav that's tachas ha-diukno, is also the kreis of the Shabbos. Now let her read it on Shabbos. Amazingly. So we're discussing the idea that on Shabbos is an Indian mimsachavadavar. It goes so far that you can't even read the caption underneath the picture. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. V'diyuk na'atzma, the picture itself, if you want to look at that, af b'choil asur l'stakova, that you can't even look at during the week. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says, al tifnu el ho'alilim. And we darshin, my tamuda, we just say that, pasuk that means avodah zarah. Am rav chonin, al tifnu el midaitchem. Elilim, miloshin chalilim, miloshin cholo, you flip the hay and the ches, that a person shouldn't look al tifnu at things that are the creation of somebody's imagination. Fascinating halacha. So the Gemara says that it's asur to look at a picture. Af b'chol nami asur. And it's learned that from a pasuk, al tifnu el alilim. Baal kopan, freita, it's akasha, how do you shtim these two Gemaras? Avodazar, daf nunam et aleph, it sounds like it was banan shal kedoshin. This was some midas akedusha of Reb Menachem Rab Simoy. And over here, it would seem to be a mefurish of b'raisa, it's a halacha, that you never let her look at a picture. Toysis asks the kasha of Avodazar, daf nun. Toysis asks the kasha in Shabbos Kuf Mem Tes. And Toysis gives different terutzim in both Tosfos, which is a discussion in the Hapoiskim, which teretz is the one that holds up in halacha. In Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Tosfos says that it's true. You're not allowed to look at a picture. But the reason you're not allowed to look at a picture is because we're afraid that it's going to move you in some way. It's going to get you al tifnu elu alilim. Sounds like the end game is it's going to bring you to Avodah Zarah somehow. But you can't look at a picture because of where it's going to take you. Says Tosfos, being that people are so accustomed to looking at money, so as a result, it doesn't move you anymore. It doesn't have that impact, doesn't make that impression. So if it doesn't make that impression, then maybe let's get a bit more. Meaning, it should be aser. And if it was something that you usually don't see and not accustomed to seeing, it would be aser to look even at the tzura, even at the yuknois that are on the source. But being that it's not something that really impresses people very much, because you're so used to seeing it, it doesn't move you. If it doesn't move you, it's not going to take you to al-tifnu elo al-lilim, thus it's not going to be aser. Tosfos in Shabbos says a much bigger kula to answer this kasha, and Tosfos Sachta Shabbos says that you have to say that the Gemara in Shabbos is talking specifically with the tzuris were made l'shem avodah zarah. So if the tzuris was made l'shem avodah zarah, and again, the context is al tifnu el alilim. It's an avodah zarah the gepasik. Even though the Gemara darshins el midaitchem, but still, it's still related to avodah zarah. I mean, it's related to avodah zarah where the picture was an avodah zarah the picture. That's when it's going to be aser. If it's not avodah zarah, it's mutter. The midas achasidos, the midas akdusha of benon shal kedoshim was that even where it was related to an inyan that had nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, even there it was us. The Magen Avraham and Siman Shin Zayin, if you want to look it up, says a lashon that kimeduma that people are makel like Tosfos and Shabbos Tafkuf Memtes, and that's al zes soim chen ha'olam that people do look at pictures and people go to museums and things and you know or just in general they look at things and the reason outside of the Dalai Lama is it's based on this Tosfos that even though there's an Israel tifnu al alilim but it could be it's only related to Avodah Zarah. Again, this is a sugi arucha, but that's the first ara. The second ara is just a little hashtag rest to the story, and that is that Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah again just comes La Asrin for us of Aisi Masnisa Biyade. And he brought a brisa along with him. It was a brisa that he thought was very puzzling. And he said, Vales Naga Vale Bar Naga Di Afrikine. I've been shopping around this brisa, right? You ever meet somebody who says, I've asked this kasha to so many people. Nobody gave me an answer. That's what Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah said. So he came and he said, I showed it to people and I can't find a Nagar or a Bar Nagar to answer this kasha. I'm Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes was there and he said, Ano, Loi Nagar Ano, Vale Bar Nagar Ano, Ufarik Nale. So I'll tell you something, maybe it's Bederek Tzachas, but either way, we'll say it. That is that there's Tosfos in Mesechtes Erevin, Daf Mem Arba Aleph, brings from the Ritzbah, one of the Bali Tosfos, a discussion. Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda were Bali Plukta. They were Bali Plukta, they argued throughout Shas. If there's a machlokes Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda, v'loyit mar hilchas aloy kamar v'loy kamar, who's the halacha like? Is the halacha like Rav Sheshes or is the halacha like Rav Chizda? Says Tosfos, I'm going to bring you a raya that the halacha is like Rav Sheshes. So whenever Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda argue, the halacha is like Rav Sheshes. Says Tosfos a shtikel charifos. He says it based on a Gemara also Masech Dezervin and Perik Hador. So this is tucked away in real lomdish terrain where the Gemara says as follows: Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes, Kipogi Badi Adadi. Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes, when they would meet, Rav Chisda Marsin Sifsosim Yemasnais Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes Marsin Kulei Gufim Yipapulu Rav Chisda. They would both be in awe. They would both be tittering, literally. They'd be afraid. Rav Sheshes was afraid to talk and learn to Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda was afraid to talk and learn to Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda was afraid to talk and learn to Rav Sheshes because of his pilpul. Because Rashi says he was such a bucky, he knew so many brises, he knew so many mishnayas, and anything Rav Chisda said, he was afraid he was going to slug him up from 9,000 different marmakaitas. He was going to say, it's a Yerushalmi, it's a Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Tshuvah said this. He was afraid to talk to him. So when Rav Chisda would start engaging Rav Sheshes in conversation, Marsa Kulei Gufa, he would literally tresel. He was afraid to talk to him. And Rav Sheshes had the same thing with Rav Chisda. And the reason is, mi pilpulid Rav Chisda. Rashi says, shayachar. And he was amok, and he was so teeth, and he was so sharp that Rav Sheshes was a little bit afraid of talking and learning to Rav Chisda because he thought that he would start varfing bakiyas, but everything he would say, there would be two dinim and three dinim, and he was afraid to talk to them. So Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes, they had this relationship where they spoke and learning a lot, but it was always mitach ema v'yira v'reses v'zeya. Rav Chisda was afraid of Rav Sheshes' bakiyas, and Rav Sheshes was afraid of Rav Chisda's pilpul. Says Tosfos Gevaldik. The Gemara says, then the Masech Tzohari is, Sinai v'oikar haru. Which one is adif? If you have a bucky, and you have a charif, an oikar haru. Who's considered more chashim? And the Gemara comes out at the end, Sinai adif. Everybody needs the Sinai. The Sinai is the one that adif. So says Tosfos, let's do some back of the envelope arithmetic. Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. He was the bucky. Rav Chisda was afraid of Rav Sheshes' bakiyas. Rav Chisda was the Iker Harem. We know from Seif Hairius that Sinai the Iker Harem, Sinai Zadav. So it says Tosef, there's a machlek, is Rav Sheshes or Rav Chisda. So what's the halacha going to be? The halacha is going to be like Rav Sheshes. The halacha is not going to be like Rav Chisda. So either way, I was just thinking that Rabbi Bar Yirmiya comes in, he brings a braisa, and he says he's looking for a grace of lamdin. So Rav Sheshes said, Ana, ich bin ish kan grace of lamdin. I'm the Sinai. Loi nagar ana, v'loi bar nagar, and even I could tell you pshat. So whatever, that, either way. The rest of the story. I'm Rav Yosef Bar Abba. Maybe that's not pshat. Either way, I'm Rav Yosef Bar Abba. Ikla Rabba Bar Yirmiya La Asrin. Rav Yosef Bar Abba said, Rabba Bar Yirmiya came to our city. He came to the shtetl and he brought a very, very shverer brisa. Now you know why we're going to digress now? Because it has the same context, the same background. Where Rabba, well, this is actually Rav Yosef Bar Abba, came and he... No, Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba said, I'm sorry, that Rabbi Bar Yirmiya iklo la'asrin, and he brings again a shvera braisa. A braisa in the laws of shvias. Maslim u'mezamin b'shvias. Again, if we were farmers, I think we'd appreciate this amid a lot more. We're going to try our best. So, halach is number one. Maslim, you're allowed to take worms out of trees on Shemitah, even though you're not allowed to work a fit on Shemitah, but there's certain things you're allowed to do. So you're allowed to remove a worm from a tree. U'mezamin b'shvias. Additionally, you're allowed to plug a hole in a tree on Shvias. If the tree starts peeling and you're afraid that the tree is gonna fall or something's gonna happen, it's gonna ruin. So you're allowed to plug it on Shvias as well. However, when you're also not allowed to do work, there it's more chomer. You can't be maslia, you can't pull worms out, and you can't be mezahim either. You can't plug it. Kan v'kan, both on Shvius and on Moyed in Megazmin, you're not allowed to prune a tree. The Sochin Shemen Ligozum, however, you're allowed to smear oil on a prune tree or on a prune branch. Bein b'moyed, bein b'shvius. So these were a few random halachas that negeya trees, specifically on Shemitah and on Chol HaMoed, and he said, V'leiz Nagar, V'loi Bar Nagar, the African. He says, I'm looking for a Nagar or Bar Nagar, somebody to help me out over here. I just don't understand this price. I'm Ravina, Ravina said, no, I'm V'loi Nagar, V'loi Nagar. No, I said, Kedishka Nagar, I'm not a Bar Nagar. Afrikina, and I'm going to explain it to you. I said, Michael Kashale, what's bothering you? What meaning, what's the Kash? I don't even hear the Kash. Ile Mamoed Ashvietzko Kashale, if what's bothering you is, why is there a difference in this price in Halacha between Moed and Shvietz, meaning Maishna Shvietz, the story? The first halachas, masliyim u'mezamim b'shvias. You're allowed to pull the worms out and you're allowed to paste something onto a tree on Shemitah. They ain't masliyim, you're not allowed to pull worms out. So what's the difference? Both you're not allowed to work the field, so why should one be mutter, one be aser? So he said, "Me dami." Ravina said, "If that's what was bothering you, I'm the loy naga, loy bar naga, but I'll explain it to you anyways. Because shvius melacha aser achmano, on shvius you're not allowed to do work. Those things are not called work." But tircha shari, but tircha's mutter. Moyed, I feel like tircha nami yasser. On chalom moyed, you're not even allowed to do tircha. Even though a dovishal tircha is even aser. So if even a dovishal tircha is aser, that's pashid. Why, that's going to be aser. Shvius, luchud, and moyed luchud. Shvius, the iser is malacha. Whereas on moyed, it's more than just malacha that's aser. Even tircha's, that's a big theme when you learn Masach to Shabbos. Even tircha's aser. So if even tircha's aser, I can't be tereach. So maybe these things don't constitute work, but they constitute tircha. And it's for that reason they're going to be mutter on. They're going to be mutter on shvius, but they're going to be aser on cholomoy. So that wasn't the kasha. Maybe what was bothering Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah was, what's the difference between zihum and gizum? Maishno zihum dashari. What's zihum? You're pasting something on a tree. Why is that mutter? Maishno gizum da aser. And why is pruning a tree aser? So he said, if that was your kasha, me dummy, I don't hear the kasha. Zihum ukmi ilona. When you do zihum, when you paste the tree, you're doing it to preserve the tree. You're trying to save it. You're saving the trees. You're saving the environment. That's what you're doing. So that's something that you're allowed to do. For sure, gizum, but gizum, pruning a tree, evri ilona. You're not saving it. You're trying to better it. You're trying to enhance it. You're trying to appreciate it. That's something that maybe you're not allowed to do. That makes perfect sense. Maybe you're allowed to save things on shvius and amoyed, but you're not allowed to do things to make something more profitable, to make something better. Velo, maybe the kasha, what was bothering Rabbi Bar Yirmi was ziyum azim kokashale. Why, Diktani, this price it says maslim mezamim shvius. They let it do ziyum shvius for a minute. I'll ask you a kasha from a mishnah mesach to shvius mezamim nesan netiyos. So you let it be mezahim. You let it paste netiyos. These are these young samplings. Vikorchenoisam uvik. You're allowed to wrap them. Vikoytmenoisam vaisam lambatin umashkenoisam. You can water them. Add Rosh Hashanah. What we need is the mezahim part. You're allowed to do these things up until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Why? Because once Rosh Hashanah comes, it's Shemitah ready. And on Shemitah, you can't do it. So what's the diak? Add Rosh Hashanah in the Shvius Lois. So now we have a stira in Shvius Kufa. Are you allowed to be Mezahim? Or you're not allowed to be Mezahim? But the Gemara says, what's the kash? Maybe the Teretz is like Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Trei Kishkushi Havi. Rav Ukva Bar Chama once had a stira, whether or not you're allowed to dig a chafira underneath a zayas. And he answered it by saying that there's two types of digging. One preserves it and one makes it better. The one that preserves it is mutter. The one that makes it better is aser. So hachanami, maybe that's the teretz over here. Again, we're not farmers, but maybe trei ziyamumi havi. There's two types of zihum. Chad lo ukmi ilana v'shari. One is ukmi ilana, that one's mutter. V'chad la vriya ilana v'aser. V'ela sicha sicha kakasha. Now, what must have been bothering him was he had another kasha. What was the kasha? The toni sachin shemen legazim beibem moyedem shvius. You let us smear oil on a pruned branch, sai on moyed, sai on shvius. V'remini. So he had a kasha again from a mishnah in mesechta shvius. The mishnah says sachin as a pagan. Pagan are unripe dates. So you let us smear unripe dates with oil, umenakvim, umefatvim, or some ad Rosh Hashanah. And again, the same diak, ad Rosh Hashanah in the Shvius Loi, up until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Why can't you do it once Rosh Hashanah comes? Because once it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Shemitah. And if it's Shemitah, you can't work. One of the things you can't do is you can't be sach the pagan. You can't smear these young fruit with oil. So you have a stira. Here it says that you're allowed to be soch shem and legazim. You're allowed to smear oil on a pruned branch, even on Shemitah. And here I have a diuk in a mishnah, Mesach Teshvius, that you're not allowed to smear oil on pagan. So are you allowed to smear oil, or you're not allowed to smear oil? Maybe this was Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah's kasha that he said, les nagar v'loy bar nagar, the ifrikine. But the Gemara says, that's a kasha midami. Hacha ukmi ilana v'shari hasen petumi peri. One is talking about smearing oil on a branch. The other one's talking about smearing oil on a fruit. It's two dinim. One has nothing to do with the other. Again, we're not farmers, but I guess it's different. If you're smearing on a branch, so there you're doing it. The reason people would do it is they were trying to preserve the tree. Okay, so to preserve the tree, it's going to be mutter. That's something you're allowed to do even on shvius. But petume peri, to fatten the peri, that's awesome. I'll tell you what the kasha was. You want to know what Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah's grace, the kasha, and the brisa was? He was asking a kasha, what's the difference between sicha on moyed, which is mutter, and zium on moyed is aser. Mechdi, hai ukmi v'hai ukmi. The purpose of the sicha is to preserve the tree. The purpose of the zium is also to preserve the tree. So maishna haida shariu, maishna haida aser. And hainu de kamale, that's what bothered him when he said leis nagar, v'loi bar nagar the ifrikine. So at the end of the day, Ravina said, ano loi nagar ano v'loi bar nagar ano. I can answer the kasha. Lemaisa, he couldn't answer the kasha. So the first Tamiya, the first big kasha that Rabbi Bar Yirmiyahu was peddling, Rav Sheshe said, I'm not a nagar, I'm not a bar nagar, ufariknale, he was able to answer it. As it relates to the second one, the one that's not negei ar sugya, the one that's negei is sugyas and shviyas and say the zroim, that Ravina was not able to answer.